Leslie McCabe, after the show yesterday, had a very, very interesting morning. Naturism may not be everyone's cup of tea, but it is thriving in Whyteleafe. A naturist club in the village is celebrating its 85th birthday this year and might just be the place to be in the heatwave. Leslie went down to meet them and spoke to members old and new.
I went to a naturist club in Whyteleafe and had a very nice time indeed. Speaking to the people who've been members there, some of them have been members for 40 years, sometimes more. And some people, new members, only been there for sort of 4 weeks or so, and all very happy, very nice. Nice club, all very naked.
I'm joined now by a new member of the club. We've been talking about people who have been here for 60 odd years. How long have you been a member?
I've been a member for about 4 weeks now.
So quite new.
Very new.
So what brought you here?
I have been interested in naturism in the past, but never found anywhere where I felt comfortable. And when I say that, I mean, you know, going to a public beach. For me, it has not been a pleasant experience, particularly as a woman, whether we were with a partner or on your own. You just feel uncomfortable because there are people hanging around and, you know, in some cases trying to interact with you. So I wanted to find somewhere that was really safe, and where I felt really comfortable. And I'd always known about the White House, but I'd never been brave enough to take the first step.
So what changed then? What suddenly made you emboldened enough to do it?
To be honest, I think the hot weather had something to do with it. And when I looked on the website and saw the beautiful pool, that really did it for me. And I haven't been out of the pool since.
So what were some of your kind of hang-ups, for want of a better word? What was some of your kind of trepidation?
Yeah, I think my initial trepidation was just that it wasn't somewhere seedy, because that would not have worked for me. Also, as you can see, I'm not the slimmest woman in the world. And, you know, I've always been body conscious. I've spent the last 20 years being very body conscious. And here I don't feel that. I don't see it. And it's made me more confident outside of here. At one time I'd be like checking to see, oh, does this look right on me? But I don't feel that anymore. I feel confident in myself and confident in my body.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Because we spend so much time considering what we put on and how we look in order to make ourselves feel better. And you have achieved that through taking it all off.
I know. I don't ask me the psychology of it because I don't know. But yeah, that's worked for me. And I know for other women, that's worked for them as well.
And so 4 weeks in or so into your membership, do you feel comfortable already?
Yeah, I do. I do feel comfortable. And as you can see, I've got a sarong on, but I've only put the sarong on in respect for you.
For my benefit, because I'm sat here fully clothed, shirt, tie, coat, scarf.
And I know when I first came, and I was surrounded by naked people, to me that it just didn't quite... You know, it just didn't feel right at first. Or not so much, it wasn't so much that it didn't feel right. It took some getting used to, let's put it that way. And, but now I just don't see naked people. I just see people.
But it is funny because in the short space of time that I've been here, I don't know. I think because you're expecting it.
Yeah.
I think if you were in a public place and suddenly you saw a naked person, you'd be, oh my word. Yeah. But because you're expecting it, there isn't that sense of weirdness about it in any way.
Not at all. It feels completely natural.
And do your friends know that you come here?
One does.
So why the secrecy?
Because until you come here and realise how beautiful and how natural it is, not everybody is that understanding. I'm pretty sure that if some of my friends knew that I was here, they would probably think, oh, she's a bit of a weird one or whatever. Generally, outside of here, I'm quite a quiet, shy, reserved person. Whereas here, my personality has really come out. I'm more sociable. I just talk to people more. And I keep thinking, why is that? And I think it's because there's a commonality between all of us.
You were out and about yesterday after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in Whyteleafe?
I was.
And you were?
In Whyteleafe. I nearly said nudist. They don't like that. At a naturist club. And then I kept calling them naturalists, and apparently that's people that do something with trees. So,
yeah.
No, it's I'm
you
clearly,
need to know that
I'm
basic
clearly
difference.
Need to get up on the lingo first, don't I?
Okay.
Naturist club, very lovely, outdoor swimming pool, sauna, nice bar with very cheap rates in the bar, I've got to say.
Okay.
Clubhouse, very nice Victorian building, beautiful. They've got rooms there where people sometimes stay. Tennis court, badminton court, lovely. But everyone was starkers. Been down there to find out more and spoke to Val, the club's chairman.
I got into it by accident when I was in my early 20s. And I was on holiday in the Yugoslavia that was, which of course dates me, and went to a quiet beach early morning with my husband. And we were just sunbathing, and gradually people turned up and they all took their clothes off, which didn't bother me. And then a German lady came over and said, "This is a naturist beach, and take your things off." And I was, and she said, "Look at me." And she was a middle-aged, rounded lady, like I am now. And anyway, and I've never looked back. But I didn't join this club for ages. I didn't know it was here. And I worked in the area, and I just didn't know it was here. So we're trying to get that message out that we're here. And if this is something that you just love to do, just please come and see us.
And like you say, overseas, I know going on holidays and what have you, when you go into saunas and they will say on the door in English and Norwegian or whichever language you're in, you know, clothes not allowed. But I think for us, for Brits, there is, do you think there's that extra sense of kind of reservation?
Yes, I'm afraid it is part of our culture here. And I think it's got worse in some ways with all the, I don't know, the way that young women are made to feel they've got to look perfect. And what you'll see as you walk around is that none of us are.
And so was, because for me, I think that would be an issue. That's something that I would feel, a kind of sense of body consciousness. But do you have any members that kind of think that way, or are they just happy to just disrobe and get on with it?
Well, nearly everybody's happy to disrobe. I mean, if somebody is new, then they sometimes find they need to walk around with a sarong just till they get used to it. We don't encourage swimming costumes at all, but we accept that because it doesn't take long for people to just feel comfortable amongst friends. And that's what's so nice about here, because it's safe, you see. I wouldn't feel so confident myself on some of the official naturist beaches, because they can attract voyeurs. But
beaches in this country or anywhere?
Oh, this country. And we don't allow day visitors. And that may seem hard to people who ring up and say, "It's a lovely day, can I come?" And we say, "No, we can't," because we want all our members to know who's here and feel really, really safe.
And you mentioned that you have families, that you've currently got a family who are staying here. How does it work in terms of the residential side of things? Or is it not residential at all?
There's nobody living here. But we have, because this is a big old Victorian house, which I think was originally about 12 bedrooms. Well, some of those rooms have been used to other things, for TV and a children's playroom and our office boring. And you know, we've still got about 8 bedrooms, and it is for members only. And members can come and have a break here and stay, and it's very reasonable, actually. And lovely for the families. We've got some, because it's a big old house, some big rooms that are big for families.
And when we arrived, there were some children. And so in terms of the children then, do they, because the children that we saw were clothed, is that pretty typical?
The children, we don't mind. I mean, the children have to be naked in the pool or the sauna. But we're not going to force children to undress if they don't want to. Of course, it wouldn't be reasonable. Most of them will, a lot of the time. And I think some of the children you've seen here are undressed, but that's their choice.
So is there kind of a vetting process in terms of members?
Yes, I mean, we try and find out about people when they first apply. I'll talk to people on the phone and try and find out more about them.
That's Val, club chairman of the White House in Whiteleaf. The White House is a naturist club in the village, and they're celebrating their 85th birthday this year. Founded in 1933, it includes a heated pool, sauna and a gym. I've been down there to find out more and speak to the members who've been there for years and attend with their families.
I've been a member about 7 years, I think. Actually, we found out about this place by accident when we were looking for a naturist place to stay in England. And I was a bit surprised. I had contact with Val for the first time that I had to become a member. But we were like, okay, well, we do it. It's close to London. It looks nice. Let's do it. And I never expected to be here 7 years later. But we did. We keep coming back. We really love it here.
What is it that you love about this place?
You have the convenience of the house, the room you can stay, a kitchen where you can cook your own meals. I am here with my husband and my two children. So it's very easy. If you have a baby here, you can put them down to sleep. They're in the shade. They're in the cool house. You have the swimming pool that's heated. So even when you come around Christmas time, you can stay over and have the day trips to London. So there are a whole bunch of good things to stay, especially when you're not from around here.
So you're from the Netherlands. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference, I guess, between our attitudes here in the UK to in the Netherlands when it comes to being naked?
I think you have two groups of people, and that's both in the UK and in the Netherlands. I think in general the Netherlands is more tolerant, so it's more acceptable when you're naked, but there are also people who really think it's crazy. So not everybody likes to tell they're a naturist. And then you also have in the Netherlands a lot of places like this where you can camp and can be naked, and of course you have a lot of beaches where you can be naked. And I think in general in the UK they're a bit more prude, so yeah, it's more like, oh, hush hush, we shouldn't tell about it. But when you're at a place like this, it's exactly the same as in the Netherlands. It's a group of friends, people who become friends, who like to be outdoors without a clingy bathing suit on or whatever. And it's just a bunch of friendly people. And I think in general, people accept each other more when they're without their clothes.
And it makes packing a bit easier when you're going on holiday as well, doesn't it?
I'm not sure about that, but because you still have to bring your big towels and everything, but at least you don't have the wet bathing suits with you, and that's a plus.
I don't think I'd ever have the courage to do it, but I totally respect people who do.
Yeah, and everybody I spoke to, they were all lovely. Lovely, completely at peace with themselves,
mixed,
completely happy.
Mixed ages?
Yes, it was actually. There was certainly a mixture of ages there. Yes.